Now, the latest headlines from DallasNews.com.
High school students in Texas will likely soon be able to take a state-approved Mexican-American studies course, but it won't be called that. The state's Board of Education gave preliminary approval Wednesday for the creation of the course. To develop a set of curriculum standards for the subject, the board's staff will tweak an existing Houston ISD Mexican-American studies course. A final vote will happen Friday. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has suspended a free legal assistance program for detained immigrants who need basic advice as their cases wind their way through courts. In North Texas, the program run at Prairieland Detention Center by the Catholic Charities of Dallas will be affected. The program gets its funding through a contract with the Vera Institute, which received its funding through the Justice Department, which runs the nation's immigration courts in Dallas and about 60 other cities. The Cowboys' regular season schedule for 2018 comes out next week, so for now, the August preseason slate will have to do. The Cowboys will be in San Francisco and Houston for weeks 1 and 4. At home, they'll face the Bengals and Cardinals during weeks 2 and 3. If the NFL draft experience is going to be in Texas, there'd better be barbecue and corny dogs and tacos. According to the menu shared with the Dallas Morning News, the NFL draft experience outside of AT&T Stadium will feature 20 food stalls that will offer bites from several well-known spots across Dallas and Fort Worth. Organizers expect more than 250,000 people to attend the draft April 26th through the 28th.
And now here's what's happening in the rest of the world in less than 1 minute. House Speaker Paul Ryan's announcement that he wouldn't be running for re-election in November started the showdown over who'll replace him. The two likely top contenders are California Representative Kevin McCarthy and Louisiana Rep. Steve Scalise. Early Democratic momentum leaves it unclear whether Ryan's replacement will be Speaker or Minority Leader. National Guard troops are being sent to the U.S.-Mexico border by California Governor Jerry Brown at President Trump's request. Governor Brown says they'll focus on combating drug crime and not immigration. Immigration advocacy groups were critical, saying Brown's support was a boost for President Trump's agenda. And because of a possible strike on Syria, Kuwait's national airline suspending flights to Lebanon in line with security warnings. The U.S. and its allies have threatened to take military action in response to an alleged chemical attack last weekend.
Dallas Morning News subscribers get rewarded with our exclusive Plugged In program. Learn more at dallasnews.com/subscriber rewards.